comments for them.
It's bigger news, in my opinion, when millions of young Americans are doing what they're doing this year, peacefully supporting the candidate of their choice in a presidential election. And I say, let's make it the biggest news of all by having a majority of young Americans join a majority of older Americans in winning a great victory for America this November.
By the way, if you're interested in what this $1,000 lunch will get you at the Sheraton Palace, chilled Vichy Schwa's Supreme salad with chicken, cheese, lemon sherbet, cream to mint, and a couple of California wines. George McGovern's off the campaign trail for a bit. He's back in Washington this morning after stopping in San Francisco and Los Angeles yesterday, canceling a couple of appearances in the Midwestern part of the country for a little rest in the nation's capital. The president has won himself a victory in Congress with the defeat, 45-42, of the Senate's latest anti-war proposal. No reports of casualties or estimates of damage yet following a hit by 7 enemy rockets on the Da Nang Air Base up to the north of Saigon. Word now on that hijack report early this morning from Singapore is that the pilot of the Olympic Airways jet apparently hit an alert button by accident shortly after the plane took off on a heading for Athens. Federal men looking into that Sunday disaster in Sacramento now think the jet plane exploded into an ice cream parlor, either had engine trouble during its takeoff run or lifted off the runway too steeply. The man who has headed up San Francisco's police commission for the past 3 years, Elmo Ferrari, is turning in his star now because of the press of personal business, he says. Mayor Alioto says there will be a new man behind the badge appointed by week's end. Police in Southern California have found the man they've been looking for since last Thursday in connection with the killing of a detective in Anaheim. Authorities say Herman Crofton was found by officers in Linwood last night. In the 30s, there was really only one radio show. Maybe you remember it. Country nearly came to a halt every night it came on. Starred two white men, Freeman Gosden and Charles Correll, who played black men living in Harlem. The show, Amos and Andy.
What do you want to see me about, Kingpin?
Brother Andy, I was looking for an insurance company. Now, Andy, I got a life insurance policy covered up with an accident policy that you can't afford to be with us.
I don't want no insurance policy, Kingpin.
Andy, now look here. With this life insurance policy, you are protected from all kind of accidents, even explosions and collisions.
Well, what's the difference? You is dead either way, ain't you?
Well, but it makes a difference in your burial policy, Andy. What to do with you? You see, in a collision, there you is. Or in an explosion, where is you?
The man who played Andy all those years, Charles Correll, died last night in Chicago at the age of 82. His partner, Gosden, who lives in Beverly Hills, says he feels a tremendous sense of loss at Correll's death. A lot of other people join him, I know. Time right now, almost 4 minutes after 7 o'clock, and we'll get back with you in just a moment.
When there's ever a fight, you need peace of mind. Think of home savings. If there's ever a fight, for someone to trust, think of home.
Just ask any loan customer. Home Savings, an equal housing lender, is by far the leading real estate lender for homes and apartments, whether for refinancing, purchase, or construction. It pays to call Home Savings first.
'Cause home people do more for you. Do more for you.
For free loan information, call the leading lender. Call any home savings office. The Giants broke a losing streak by orbiting the Astros 5-2 last night in the Dome, where they play again today, 5:10 KSFO broadcast time. The A's were rained out again, but their division lead increased to 4 games since Chicago lost to Kansas City 2-1. Boston's lead in the East dropped to a half game over idle Detroit, Milwaukee dropping the Sox 6-4. Ron Hussey, how's the traffic and weather look right now?
This is Ryan Chet. Right now we're taking a beat on the Nimitz Freeway as traffic moves north and southbound through Oakland. Heavy over here and stop and go in some areas down around Hayward on the Nimitz. We We had a couple of earlier problems that may be causing some recurring slowdowns. One was up on the East Shore Freeway, that's up in El Cerrito on Gilman. Had an accident there, and also we had a problem down in Fremont on the Nimitz Freeway at Mowry southbound. So if things are a little slow over there, you'll know why. Weather-wise, it's a little wet and cloudy this morning, but talking to the weatherman last night around midnight, he had some optimistic projections about the fact that it may be clearing up here this afternoon.
Yeah, you do a fine Bill Boggess impression. Yes, you do. Up in the Sierra, rain on and off north of Yosemite today, showers tonight, decreasing tomorrow, snow level above 7,000 feet. And it's 6 minutes after 7 o'clock right now, and there you have KSFO News, presented by Home Savings. People, home people do more for you, and that's why Home Savings is America's largest. Ted Castleman here, Terry McGovern's right there.
Promises, promises. And instead, we played the hit from the show called She Likes Basketball. That was a biggie.
Smackleff on location today in the Alpha Beta Market at the corner of McKee Road and White Road in San Jose. And right now, I'm talking with Mrs.
Olivia Manholder.
Mrs. Manholder, you're just going through check stand two here, and you're still smiling, even though you have to pay out all that money for your groceries.
Well, it really is exactly
right,
and I like this story.
Do you find that you're saving money, so you're not spending so much when you get to this point in the story?
I think so. I really do. I like it. They have clean restrooms.
Now, that was a surprise, I think, to a lot of people when they first saw an Alpha Beta Market, that they were so considerate to even have restrooms.
Yes, most stores don't, and it's really a benefit when you have little ones running around.
How did you first discover Alpha Beta?
Well, I had heard your commercials on the air, and then when the store opened, I didn't even realize it had opened at first, and I came by and saw the brand of new signs when it opened, and that was how we got started, and we shopped here ever since it opened.
Like Mrs. Manholder of San Jose, you'll like the total better at Alpha Beta.
In case you haven't been listening to my afternoon show, I'm now being called every once in a while by my beloved Aunt Zelda. Hello, Aunt Zelda.
Hello, Terry, darling. How are you, sweetheart?
I'm fine, dear.
Did you call your mother last week?
I didn't have any change.
What do you mean you didn't have any change? Is that an excuse?
The sun was in my eyes.
Oh, my God. A sun. I'm never going to have a sun, I'll tell you that. Listen, Terry,
what?
Are you busy now? Can I talk to you confidentially?
Sure.
I have a very bad problem.
Just between you and me? Sure.
Yeah, and nobody can listen in on this. Nobody
no.
can hear.
No.
You sure?
Oh, two or three people.
All right. Listen, Terry,
yeah.
I gotta talk to you. I'm very upset.
What's the matter?
Harold, you know my fifth husband?
Yeah.
Harold. Let me tell you what happened.
He's your fourth and fifth.
He's
you were married
my fourth
twice.
Fourth and fifth.
Right.
I was married twice to the same guy. Right. He remembered. It's very odd. I didn't think you heard about my divorce. I had a party for me. It was fabulous. Anyway, listen, Terry, we went to this party, you know, the other night.
Uh-huh.
And these people were sitting around and they said that California was going to fall into the sea. Terry, I got so scared. Harold said that we should come up to San Francisco and stay with you and that girl you're living with.
That's my wife. What do you mean, that girl I'm
living with? Terry, you can tell that to your mother, but you don't have to tell that to me. I know better. You know what I mean? Call it, Terry. Would it be okay?
Well, it's okay with me if it's okay with the girl.
Well, I'll tell you why we decided on San Francisco. I know it's part of California, but we figured out, at least Harold did, and he's very logical, that the hills are very high in California, and the
so
water
are most of the people.
Yeah, are they?
Oh.
My goodness. Well, anyway, the water wouldn't go as high as the hills, you know, so the people on the top would survive. We figured we'd get a hilltop house, you know what I mean?
Need money? HFC has had more experience helping more people solve more financial problems than any other company in our business. Consider that when you think about borrowing money. And HFC is an equal opportunity lender.
What do you need when you need to borrow money? Right now. But you know it's so nice when you need to borrow. Get more than money. Oh, you get more understanding from the people you go. Have more experience from people like you. So where do you go to get more than just money? More than just a loan you need. Come to the people who say, never borrow money. Need less than but when you need to borrow, you get more than money at HFC. More than just money, household finance.
Do you believe this is true, that California's going to lop off into the... I mean, what kind of thing is that?
I think it's something that if it happens, Zelda, it's going to happen. There's nothing you can do. I mean, you can't prevent it.
But, Terry, you know, I mean, this is not a rumor. Do you know that people are pairing up their animals in Los Angeles?
Look, Zelda, you're getting overwrought about this. Why don't you make some of that great soup and
all
have
right,
some of it.
Chicken soup with
have
little...
some of the soup and settle down, and I'll talk to you tomorrow,
am
okay?
I gonna see you? Am I going to see you soon?
Zelda.
You call me?
Zelda, I see you all the time in my dreams.
Terry, you're a good nephew, but you're not a very good son.
An even better riding Caprice. An even more luxurious Caprice is here for 1973. It's long, wide, and stately, with an imposing new grille and refinements like an available twin cushion front seat that reclines on the passenger side. We think we've built a better Caprice, but we're even more interested in what other people think. So, before the official introduction, we showed our 73 Caprice to people like yourself and asked for their first impressions.
It looks like luxury to me.
I see so many improvements. Been reading about the new bumpers and didn't think they'd be able to look this good.
Love it. It's beautiful.
It reminds you of a more high-priced car than a Chevrolet really is.
73 Caprice, the most distinguished Chevrolet of all. You might not want to look any higher.
Chevrolet,
and a half minutes past 7 o'clock. Terry McGovern with you this morning. Terry McGovern with an Aunt Zelda. Northbound on the Bayshore, south of Trimble in San Jose, there is congestion, and northbound on Highway 280 in the intersection of northbound Highway 85, there is an accident. That's in the Sunnyvale area. There's a great deal of congestion in Pete Scott's chest at the moment. Southbound on Marin 101, traffic is slowing down, and the Richardson Bay Bridge is beginning to back up. It's a nasty, mean, ugly, ugly thing, the Richardson Bay Bridge right now. Oh, I see it awful. You don't have to worry about that, Peter, because you live north of it, south of it.
Right. I'm planning on going to Canada.
Oh, boy, I tell you, that is really a mess. Just...
Well, they can't help themselves. The men are riveting.
The men are riveting?
Yeah, they're riveting and hammering.
They're riveting the cars. That's what they're doing.
Can't move. I've been riveted.
Hello, Dave Anderson. What have you got for me?
President Nixon, Terry, is due in the Bay Area before noon. We'll have complete coverage of his visit. George McGovern is resting up in Washington, D.C. He was in L.A. late yesterday, saying he would stop the bombing in Vietnam 5 minutes after he's sworn into office. Rockets slammed into the big Danang Air Base in Vietnam this morning. So far, no report of casualties or damage. Mr. K, Henry Kissinger, is still in Paris for a second round of private talks with Hanoi diplomats. And Gary Whitman, our answer to Dandy Don, next with sports.
The Giants beat the Astros 5-2. They play their last road game of the season back there today. 5-10 is the broadcast on KSFO this afternoon. The A's were rained out again, but their division lead went to 4 games since the White Sox lost to Kansas City 2-1. Boston's American League lead was cut to a half game over Detroit since the Sox lost to Milwaukee 6-4. The Tigers didn't play. Baltimore lost to Cleveland, so the Orioles are 2.5 games behind, as are the Yankees, who play in Detroit tonight. Moscow's Lenin Ice Rink was the scene of last night's 7th Team Canada-Russia hockey game, and the Canadians came away a 4-3 winner to even the series at 3 wins apiece. There's been one tie. The last and deciding game is tomorrow night in Moscow, where correspondent Brian Williams tells us last night's game was by far the hardest hitting of the series.
The Soviets checked harder and used their bodies more than in any previous games. Coach Harry Sinden said the refereeing was better. Coach Bobrov said there were still a few mistakes by the referee. After the game, we all ventured out into a heavy snowstorm.
And that's sports, Terry.
That ain't all it is. That's a regular jam session. Thank you very much, Gary. And moving on. What was it? 18 minutes past 7 o'clock. I don't understand. My socks just fell off. And my shoes are still off.
Bush does it. Like no other beer. Seems like everybody's in a hurry today, except us. We let Bush set its own easygoing pace, let it rest and mellow, round off its edges through slow, natural carbonation. And when Bush is ready, you know it was worth all that unhurried time. You owe it to yourself. Try Bush. Bush does it like no other beer.
McGovern in for Lang this morning at 20 minutes past 7. You can see clearly now. Good luck. Occasional rain or drizzle this morning, clearing by noon, then fair through tomorrow.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be bright. Sunshiny day, gonna be bright, sunshiny day. I think I can make it now. The pain is gone. All of the bad feelings have disappeared. Here is that rainbow I've been praying for. It's gonna be bright, bright, bright.
In the morning, the Emporium Tanforan in the Tanforan Shopping Center opens the newest biggie with impressive ceremonies. You're cordially invited to join the celebration. The new store's spacious shopping area is filled with tremendous grand opening bargains. Open an Emporium charge account and take advantage of the hundreds of money-saving specials tomorrow at 9:15 a.m. Come to the grand opening of the Emporium Tanforan in the Tanforan Shopping Center, El Camino Real in San Bruno.
And tomorrow belongs to you.
Tomorrow belongs to you. That's a pretty meaningful statement. Today's emphasis on ecology, our right to live and enjoy life. Maybe these are some of the obvious meanings, but the people at Imperial Savings believe tomorrow can be just what you make it. They feel that you should have a plan for your tomorrows. And they can help with a full range of savings plans and highest rates on insured savings. Imperial Savings people say, plan and dream for tomorrow.
And tomorrow belongs to you.
Speaking of tomorrow, are you registered to vote? If not, you can register now at any Imperial Savings office. You know what they ought to do? They ought to give lessons on how to vote. Because you only do it once a year, unless you're a fanatic, you know. Keep changing your ticket. I want to do the primaries and everything. But, you know, you can forget. Sometimes you don't do it once a year. Sometimes just once every 4 years, you know. And then you go in. It's always kind of frustrating for me to go in there and some very kind little old lady, you know, who's a librarian and just does this part-time to help out, shows you, "Now, dummy, you put the pegs through the hole. Here, let me show you how to do this, honey." One woman in our county alone is responsible for electing, well, past four presidents. Twenty-five past 7.
Things I have to say may well be simple, but they're true. Until you give your love, there's nothing more that we can do. Love is the opening door. Love is what we came here for.
very hard to leave behind the life we knew. But there's no other way, and now it's really up to you. Love is the key we must turn. Love is the flame we must burn. Freedom, the lesson we must learn. Do you know what I mean? Have your eyes.
Terry McGovern in for Jim Lang this morning.
The economy drive is on along the Chevron Way with the introduction of the new Atlas 42 belted tire. Right now, standard stations and almost all Chevron dealers are introducing the new Atlas 42 belted tire at 20% off the suggested exchange price until October 15th. The new Atlas 42 combines four full plies of polyester cord, two strong fiberglass belts, and a heavy 12/32 of an inch tread. That's a lot of rubber and durability. So stop in at your standard station or Chevron dealer and take a look at the new Atlas 42. And while you're there, the Chevron tire experts will be glad to give you a free tire check and show you the wide selection of other Atlas tires. The Golden Air Radial, Grip Safe, HP tires, and the new Plycron 4. There's an Atlas tire to fit just about every driving need in every pocketbook. And remember, the new Atlas 42 right now at 20% off suggested exchange price until October 15th. The economy drive is on along the Chevron Way.
KSFO, San Francisco.
Well, sir, it's about that time now to go into the back room. Don't you see? And talk to my friend Chet Castleman here while we sip a little coffee together. Chad, what have you got?
I'll have a sip with you while I tell you about a big day for $1,000 a plate diners in California today. President Nixon's flying into Northern California.
How much was that again, Chad?
I say it again.
How much was the plate?
$1,000 a plate. You get several plates for that price, yeah. Though, and a couple of glasses.
And a whole set, I hope.
Yeah, all right. President Nixon's going to be here in Northern California for a big luncheon at the Sheraton Palace. Then he's going to head for Los Angeles for another $1,000 a plate dining experience. That's a big dinner down in L.A. Senator McGovern, who was here in the Bay Area and in Southern California yesterday, is going to take a little rest break in Washington. He's canceled some scheduled campaign appearances to get that little rest break. Henry Kissinger's in his second day of talks with North Vietnamese negotiators in Paris. As usual, no word from either side yet on what's the topic of discussion and what progress is being made, if any. Only one member of the fabled Amos and Andy radio team survives now. Andy Charles Correll dying of a stroke in Chicago at the age of 82.